TR. John, my phone fell out and knocked the frequency off on the radio. I heard somebody call us in Gerald TR.
Good evening, Tom. KK4JBQ here.
I apologize. I didn't squeeze the phone holder together and it went flying when I come out of Ingalls. Bernice and I just went in there and, oh, we was looking for some fresh catfish, matter of fact, that you remember. And we didn't find any tonight. They'd already closed the meat market back there.
Hi, Larry.
There, Miss Bernice. Marvelous to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too.
Winner there. She's just drippy sweet, KK4JBQ.
On the radio about as much as yours does, and you got a winner there, too, Larry. Well, did you get old Chad all straightened out last night? I didn't mean to interrupt. I just, when it comes to safety, I'm kind of a, well, I was an electrician, electronic technician for 50 years, and so I'm kind of a nut on safety, and that settling some bad news bears.
Kind of hashed it out, Tom. I suppose there's a lot to be said about, whatever you store in your garage or however you load up the outlets in your house, we're encouraged. You know, let's just be factual about it. Every little thing that you can plug in has its own little power conversion wall wart. And not only do they make a lot of hash in the RFI in your house, but they're little parasites. They suck on power just a little bit. But if, if I went through the house, Tom, and counted these things, I know I'd break 100. I know I would. And they just drift in out of the air like soot. if you catch the note in my voice, I just think it's inevitable. I think if you live a modern life, you have all kinds of things like this plugged in everywhere. And, I suppose there are good reasons for leaving them plugged in. Like if you unplug them and put them back in a day or two, you have to reprogram it. You know, KK4JBQ.
Mr. Gerald TR, you're quite right, Larry. And it's just good to be observant on stuff like that. My friend, he was a foreman in these later years at Atkinson's Armature Works, and then later on, I think it was called Aztec, up in Kansas. He was such a talented guy. It was unbelievable. He built Indy race cars for his kids that were, go-karts. And they looked like Indy race cars. I mean, they were beautiful. And all with fiberglass that he'd done by hand. And he had a race car that would just knock your ears out in the garage. And it was just beautiful. Now, he didn't lose it, but he lost his whole garage to one of those wall warts. All they are is a transformer and a couple of diodes in there. And then they, a lot of times, they'll have a little capacitor or something for filtering. But yes, you're right. They do create RFI. That's another reason why. They can call me an old timer if they want, but when I go for a power supply for other than 2 meters or 440 or something like that, like for HF and that, I always go with an Astron that's an analog supply. And first of all, you can fix them, and you can't fix the switch mode power supplies. At least the average guy can't, and most of the time, even an advanced guy can't. If they shoot craps, they're just done. And there's a lot of things in there that's going on. They create high frequency and then down converted and all kinds of stuff. But I always recommend using the Astrons because they're great, they're reliable, they're repairable, and they don't generate that kind of hash. Now, they've come a long ways, and there's a lot of good ones out there now. My amplifier's got a 50-volt switch mode on it, but it's well done, put it that way, Larry. But yeah, he lost the whole garage to that, and he was a very safe electrician.
There are tons of stories about folks who, well, they park one of these things somewhere. It does a specific job, and something goes awry. I personally feel that Donna's parents lost their house to a switch mode power supply. I was on site with the insurance inspector that was supposed to, well, his job that day was to determine where the flash point was. And he kept nosing around. The house was a wreck. They had to demolish it and build back. Her parents moved out during the rebuild, and Donna's dad became ill and passed during that period. It just sat all the way around. I don't want to dwell on it, but getting back to the insurance inspector, he kept nosing around a little outbuilding that was along a fence line. The fence did connect to the house, and he was nosing around in there and found the remains of a switching power supply. Now, I'm not certain what that little thing was for, but there were grains, like birdseed and such, stored in there. And I don't know about combustibles. A lot of his lawn tools and things were in that little space. Oh, it was a 4x6 little house, little shed, you know, nice, very nice. And he reckons that fire started there, crept along the fence line until it got to the house. Then it involved the roof, and it spread throughout the attic. The downstairs was untouched by flame, but the smoke damage was pretty thorough. Sad, really sad. KK4JBQ.
And there are so many people nowadays that they don't have the electrical or electronic knowledge, and they fear many times dramatically electricity, and they won't fool with it. You know, I've had a 100 different guys come up to me, and they'll say, you know, I worked on 483 phase all my life, and I've worked on higher voltages too, but not too much higher, 550, and then I had to open a transformer that was 13,000 now and then. But for the most part, 483 phase, but they'd come up and they'd be a machinist or a laborer around the plant, and they say, boy, you know, I'll mess with that 110, but I won't touch 220. And then the other story is, oh, well, if it's AC, it'll hold you, and if it's DC, it'll knock you away. All wives' tales. Bottom line, bills or less, if you grab a hold of something in the wrong way, you're not going to turn it loose, and your heart goes into ventricular fibrillation, and you won't come out. And I got charts that show that from General Electric. And it's variable according to whether you're sweating, whether you're wet, whether you're burst. But the bottom line is, it'll all kill you. And 110, there's more people killed every year on 110 than there is on the higher voltages, because people that handle them are more educated with the electricity. But I don't like to be shocked. 110 hurts. 480 hurts worse. But But I've only touched it twice in my life, and I never was hurt. I just touched it with a little knuckle on my little finger one time working on a starter. But it'll wake you right up. But overall, those are just stories, and there's no truth in them, really. But you hear that over and over, and 220 single phase and 110 is just two different phases of 110 that are out of phase. But the three phase now, it's like 1.732 times as powerful. And if you fold it, it explodes. And the other one just kind of snarls at you, you know, a little like that. And you can burn a screwdriver up or whatever, it just depends. But you can also do that with a 12-volt battery. You drop a crescent wrench across and you're liable to draw 1,000 amps. And that makes a lot of watts. But you hear all the different things. But the bottom line is people need to be safe with it. And I always tell people I got all my fingers and toes and eyeballs and stuff. And 480, like I said, it blows up and vaporizes the copper. And it's so dangerous. And I really feel blessed by the good Lord. I never did get hurt badly. I never did get shocked badly, period. And I did that every day for 50 years. But Larry, we just arrived home. The pleasure's all mine, sir, as usual. I enjoyed it. And, yeah, I was trying to tell Chad last night, but he knows he's smart. And there's acetone in them acetylene bottles, and then there is, like you said, a thing in the center of them, a honeycomb, and I think that absorbs the gas until you let it out. But it's a very, very dangerous gas, and they fill the bottles underwater, to my knowledge, or they used to, and it's scary. It really is. But I just had to interject that, and I apologize for interrupting, but we all love Chad, that's for sure. Anyways, Larry, I'll leave it to you and be clear with your final. This is N0TR. Have a good evening.
Tom, you and your sweetheart there. I'm glad that I just turned the radio on to prepare for tonight. And I do think just one last comment on AC voltage. I was always taught that it isn't the voltage that kills you, it's the amperage that kills you. And that's why some of us have survived. DC is a different animal. I've been, you know, in contact with the coil, you know, working on spark plug wires. In contact with the coil when it came around that spark plug's turn to get the spark. Well, I got it instead, and I was thrown from the engine compartment. I was down inside that sucker. You know, it was a big old Ford truck. Plenty of room to get down inside and work on the engine. That's not the way they are built today, but it threw me right out of there, launched me. I know it was the sudden reaction to my muscle structure that actually did the launching, but it seemed to push me out of there and throw me 7 feet away from the vehicle. And I woke up alive, I came to alive, awfully proud of it. And what I gained is, I think, what we should be talking about, and that is respect. I'm just on this side of fear. I like to say I'm not that terribly fearful, but boy, I sure respect it. I surely do. Tom, you and Benice, have a good evening. Great to talk with you. It always is. And my love to you both. KK4, this is, N0TR, this is KK4, JBQ, 73.
Larry, matter of fact, we've all done that, and I tried to tear the head, hood latch off with my head one time. And I think it's our reaction to jerking away from it. And it does hurt. There's no question about it. Yeah, that brings back old memories. Everybody's got to get hit by a spark plug once in their life. And it's high voltage and low amperage. Same way with a TV set. If he's in the back of one, on the old CRTs, there'd be 30,000 volts, for example, coming out of that damper tube in that transformer back there. And if you got across it, it would knock you clear across the room, you might see. But I think it's your reaction to it more than anything. But it normally didn't kill you because the voltage, it didn't have the current carrying capacity. But the thing that really gets you is you break the yoke off the neck of the picture tube, and they don't explode. They implode, and they blow out the back in your face. And that can cause blindness and all kinds of things because it's got rare earth phosphorus on that tube. And that's the way a lot of guys got hurt on that stuff. And that smarts also. I never get across one. just thought I'd bring that up. 73, Larry. KK4JBQ in 0TR 73.